joining us right now, Robin Ficker. Now, who is Robin Ficker? Well, let me explain it this way. We had Montgomery Councilmember George Leventhal on the program a couple of weeks ago to speak about this initiative about term limits. And the term limits will basically cost Mr. Leventhal his job if it goes through. And so I asked him a very clear question. I said, Mr. Leventhal, what is your principled stance against the idea of term limits? Why do you not like term limits?
That's a very reasonable question.
You know, what's your principle? What's the foundation? What's your value-based argument against it? Here was his answer.
So Robin Ficker is a perennial loser. He has run for
every
under the sun.
Hold on. Now, why? I didn't ask you.
There is no limit on the number of times he can lose.
Well, that was his answer. And Robin Ficker joins us now.
It immediately turned to an attack.
The aforementioned perennial loser. Well, Mr. Ficker, now's your chance to respond. How's that ballot initiative thing going?
Well, it's going very well. This is not about me. It's about the 18,000 voters that signed our petition. 44% were Democrats. 22% were independents. It's about these good Montgomery County citizens who just received a 9% property tax increase, a 30% increase in the real estate transfer tax, which means they've created a high barrier for women, Latinos, African Americans, senior citizens who want to get out of their stuffed apartments into single family homes, but now they can't afford to do so. It's about these good people. We want to make Montgomery County number one and get some fresh ideas.
Now, Mr. Ficker, you've never been a very shy man. You take on these projects. You go after the politicians in Montgomery County. You have for many years. It's interesting to me that everyone seems to be acknowledging this is very likely to pass. What is your sense of how it's going?
Well, it's going well. It is going to pass. But if it doesn't, Ike Leggett's going to run back again, and all these county council members will run back again.
Yeah.
We have four at-large seats. Three are held by people in Tacoma Park. That means that the at-large seats are held by council members who live in 5% of the county. What about the other 95%? What about the 270 parking lot? They've done nothing about that.
You know, you raise an interesting point, and let's just inform everyone in case they missed that. Mr. Leventhal, Isaiah Leggett, the county commissioner, all of these people suddenly are announcing, this is my last term.
That's right.
Now the term limits are on the ballot. They're like, oh, but I'm not going to run again.
Yes.
And that's a miracle, Robin Ficker.
Well, Ike's trying to get out ahead of the news so that if term limits passes, then he can't blame term limits.
Right.
He can say he retired voluntarily.
Doesn't that suggest to you that they've run polls and they have a pretty good sense of how this is going to turn out?
Well, they should be running for cover after what they've done to the people in Montgomery County with these tax increases, and there are more tax increases along the way. They want to raise taxes to pay for the pension deficits. They want to raise taxes to pay for Metro. They want to raise taxes to pay for BRT. They never cut. They always say we want an unlimited budget and the ability to exceed it.
Mr. Ficker, I moved here 4 years ago from California, and I've often said I appreciate Montgomery County because I feel so at home. Montgomery County is like California without the palm trees. And the fact is, in California, we did have term limits. I lived through this, and we were told it was going to clean up the mess in Sacramento and get the special interests out and finally get some new voices. What ended up happening was a revolving door in Sacramento. The legislators would term limit out, and their chief of staff would then run for the same thing, or then they would become lobbyists, and they would then promote the next person who worked in that staff. How do you avoid that from happening in Montgomery County?
Well, there will be that problem that lookalikes will run for some of these seats. But I remember 20 years ago at the NBA Finals in Arizona, I saw my first cell phone, which looked like a walkie-talkie. Technology is moving along. We need fresh ideas. We need a new wave to come in, some computer geeks, people who want to bring in jobs, people who can cure the I-270 parking lot problem. The people in now have proved conclusively they cannot do the job except one job. That's raise taxes. That's all they want to do. How'd you like that 9% property tax increase?
Oh, they do two things. They raise the taxes and then they spend the money. They're very good at spending it too, yeah. Mr. Ficker.
Yes, they are. But all these people driving to work now, how'd you like that 9% property tax increase? If you want another increase like that, vote against term limits. If you're tired and want something new, vote for term limits and get some fresh ideas.
All right.
All right. Do you have any hope? Actually, you keep talking about it, and it is an issue. The I-270 corridor. What a mess it is. That, as I said earlier, they opened up a new outlet center in Clarksburg, and I drove up there last night. Traffic was a nightmare. It is only going to get worse. Do you see them having the will to do something about this?
No, because the four at-large members, three of them live in Tacoma Park.
Right.
They're concerned only about the Purple Line. They don't give a hoot about 270. I live just a couple miles from the Clarksburg outlets. We need two new reversible lanes on I-270 all the way up to Frederick so we can get Montgomery County moving again.
All right, so if people have heard what you have to say and they say, yes, I want to limit these terms, how do they vote on Election Day?
Well, you vote for B, but you also vote against C. This self-serving council, which gave itself a 30% increase in pay, has also put question C on the ballot, which extends term limits from 12 to 14 years.
All right.
That's more of a term limit. More years of a term limit than any jurisdiction in the country except Arkansas, which has 16 years. 12 years, if you can't get it done in 12 years, you're not going to get it done. In 2014, okay, in Prince George's County, they rejected an effort to increase the term limits from 8 to 12. But here in Montgomery, they want to increase it from 12 to 14.
All right.
Vote yes on B, no on C.
Yes on B, no on C. Got it. Let's not make Montgomery County, Arkansas again. Robin Ficker, thanks for joining us. We've got to leave it there. And thanks for handling that whole thing with the Pop-Tart gun kid. I'm glad that got resolved, right? All right.
It took 3.5 years to do it. They should have done it at the very first.
We agree.
We got to leave it right there. Thank you, Robin, very much.
Thank